So in addition to CEQA, we'll be looking at project permitting. So board approval is requested on two permits today. The first is a riparian exception permit, the findings for which are included as attachment 7. The second is a biotic approval, and adopting the CEQA findings of fact and statement of overriding considerations is required because the project is inconsistent with the county's sensitive habitat protection ordinance, which requires that all significant impacts are mitigated, which is not possible for this project. Both findings note that the project is reducing impacts to the maximum feasible extent, and where impacts cannot be avoided, the project is providing mitigation for impacts as much as feasible. Finally, a coastal development permit, or CDP, which is required for this project, is not being considered for approval today because the project will pursue a single consolidated coastal development permit from the Coastal Commission rather than seeking three separate CDPs, one from the county, one from the city of Capitola, and then a third one from the Coastal Commission for the part of the project that crosses Soquel Creek, where the Coastal Commission retains their original permitting jurisdiction. A consolidated CDP is preferred for efficiency and because the public review process will be clearer and less confusing. Coastal Commission staff and the City of Capitola have already expressed support for the consolidated CDP process. So the recommended actions for permitting are to approve a riparian exception and issue a biotic approval for the Coastal Rail Trail Segments 10-11 project in the ultimate trail configuration, including design option B based on the attached findings, statement of overriding considerations, and conditions. Now for an overview of the project's funding and costs. Project funding by phase is shown on the table on the screen. For reference,